All right, everybody. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my girl, Dana. She is awesome. She's the one who makes all this happen. Literally, I just come down to my office and in 20, 30 minutes, I press record and I record a podcast. I send it to her and she makes the rest happen. It's so awesome. She is like one of the most loyal people I know. And I just have to give her a shout out. So Dana, thank you so much. Love you. Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and I am going to be solo dolo today. If you haven't listened to our most recent podcast, I had Brian on with me and we talked about the relationship ABCs for married people, for not married people, for single people. I think it applies to everybody. So go back. Take a listen if you haven't already. I think it's a really awesome episode. Plus, Brian's hilarious. And you just get a little bit of a feel of what our relationship is like and what is important to us in our relationship and what we have found, you know, to help for our relationship to be more successful. You know, we've been together for almost 10 years now. We've only been married for just over a year, but we've been together for 10 years. So we know a little bit about something when it comes to relationships. But anyways, let's dive into what today's topic is about. It's going to be another one of those savage, sweet savage Gigi's episodes. Are you ready for it? The truth, right? I think it's actually a pretty short and sweet message today. But it's something that when I fully grasped, it completely changed my life. It's essentially about the one thing that's holding you back and how to overcome that so you can finally go get what you want. And it's gonna be something that some of you might not want to hear, but I've had episodes like that before. So if you're here, that means I didn't scare you away. But it might be something you might not want to hear, especially the excuse makers. All right. If you're an excuse maker, this episode's for you. But if you find that this episode kind of ticks you off a little bit, that means this episode is speaking right to you 100%. Even if it's not really ticking you off, but it's bringing you the awareness that you need to just take it next level in your life. I'm just really excited about this topic. So let's dive right into it. Right. So I want you to think about something that you want in life right now, right? Like it could be fitness related. It could be finance related. It could be anything. Then I want you to think about why you don't have it yet or what's stopping you from getting it. The thing that is stopping you from getting it, the thing that is the reason why you don't have it. So in this case, because I do fitness for a living, you know, let's say you are in pretty terrible shape or you're in bad shape. You're not in the shape that you want to be in and you really want to get back into shape. All right. And this is just from my own experience as a human and as a coach, the usuals that I hear are, right? The usual reasons that I hear are, you know, it's not the right time. It's too expensive, too much work, too much change, or, you know, I don't want to stop living my life. Right. But I'm going to challenge that those are not the real reasons that are keeping you from getting in shape because they're not the truth, right? They're only the truth because you allow them to be, you know, you believe it's not the right time or it's too expensive or too much work. That is something essentially that you have entirely allowed to be a truth in your own life, but it's literally not the truth. It's only something you literally have decided to be true because I'm going to squash these truths right now. All right. I'm going to prove to you that they're not true, right? If it's not the right time for you to be healthier and feel better and therefore make life better, then when will it be? This is referring to the first one that I was listing, right? It's not the right time. People say that it's not the right time. If it's not the right time for you to be healthier and feel better and therefore make your overall life better, then when will it be, right? I'll be completely honest. To me, that's saying that it's just simply not a priority, right? if you don't think there's enough time, to me, it's simply not a priority. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, and it's all dependent on how you decide to spend it. So like what you're saying is maybe eventually you're going to do it. Like you want to do it, but right now is not the right time. Right. So eventually you want to do it, but you know, saying that right now is not the right time, all you're doing is delaying it. And delay is the thief of time. Like if you wait 6 months, you'll just be feeling the exact same way you are now, if not worse, in 6 months. All right. Same thing in 6 months. But if you were to start now, you'd be a heck of a lot further than 6 months from now. Start somewhere, right? You'd be a heck of a lot further 6 months from now. If you just decided tomorrow that you're going to be 1% better today, and you decided to do that each day for the next 6 months, that's a lot of progress made. Just 1% better, right? But if you decide to wait, the delay is a thief of time, right? You're just delaying it. All right. So that's the first one. The next big one, right? It's too expensive. Right. Look, like I get there are financial struggles. I really do get that. But there are plenty of things that you can do for free too. You can Google right now, a YouTube workout. You can Google like really essentially whatever you need and get some stuff for free that can get you started. But obviously if you're wanting something a little bit more legit, it's going to be an investment, obviously. Right. And here's the thing. If it mattered that much to you, right, you would do whatever you could do to get it. Maybe you would put a couple extra hours in work, or maybe you would sell something in your house that you don't really need, or you see of lesser value than the thing that you want that's going to help you improve your health, right? Or you would start saving. So you would maybe cut the Netflix for a few months or whatever other subscriptions you have, because you see a little bit more value in the thing that you want to invest in to help with your health more than the Netflix or the subscription of some sort, whatever, right? Maybe you would tone it down on the weekends at the bars and restaurants and maybe save a little bit there too. So, you know, I don't know, but if it really was that valuable to you, if you saw the value in improving your health and wanting to get back in shape because you knew that was going to impact more than just your physical health, all your health, you know, you'd be willing to compromise in some other area because getting back in shape is way more valuable to you than that something else. So to me, it's saying, you know, when someone says it's too expensive, well, there's plenty of other people out there that would not agree with that at all. You know, they'd be willing to spend the money. And so expensive, that's very subjective term. And to me, that just means it's not valuable enough to you if you're not willing to kind of do what it takes to get there, to get it, right? So it's not the truth. It's just an opinion. It's just essentially an excuse, right? So that was the second thing, you know, and then the other thing with it being too inexpensive, like people say this all, eating healthy is way too expensive. I hear that all the time. Eating healthy is way too expensive. How can I eat healthy on a budget? Right? There's a way to do that, of course. But, you know, if that's something that you live by, so you opt to the cheap packaged foods or fast food, right? Drive through. First of all, I don't think fast food is actually cheap at all. I feel like whenever I go, you know, I don't like fast food in general. But like if it's something I have to have, like I just remember thinking like, what? This isn't really that cheap. And so I think that's a myth. But second, I would argue that the medical bills are going to be way more expensive if you primarily are just eating cheap packaged foods most of the time. Because you're trying to save a buck now, it's going to bite you in the rear later on, I'm sure, right? And also to me, like, fueling your body properly, that just tells me it's not a priority to you, right? It's not a priority to, you know, spend a little bit or allow for a budget of more, you know, cleaner foods. But yeah, I would argue that, you know, you'd be paying for it later on, right? So that's just another, and again, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad for anything that they're doing. That this is not my goal at all. My goal is to just kind of bring awareness to this, that like, if you believe this is a truth, that like, it's a truth in your life that you don't have enough time, it's too expensive. Like I'm trying to prove to you that it's not a truth. It's just it's a limiting belief that you're kind of allowing to be true in your life right now. And until you understand that you are allowing it, you won't be able to change it. So that's what I'm trying to get here to. Okay. So again, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about any of this. Like, it's okay. If you do these things, it's okay. It's all right. But my problem is if there's something that you want really bad, and it's almost like you feel like it's out of your control to go get it because of these things that you believe to be true, ultimately you have the power to change those truths. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I wanted to talk about the last thing, because the last false truth that I hear often, actually it's not the last, I have a couple more, but another one I hear is it's too much work or too much change, right? It's too much work or too much change. I have a problem with this, to be honest. Like, I'm just going to say, okay, if you don't want it enough, then yeah, you're going to make that excuse that it's too much work or too much change. And we're just going to leave it at that. Anything we want takes work, right? We have to earn it. And any different result that we want, it takes change. So if we want a different result in our lives, yeah, we need to change something. So if you're saying it's too much work or too much change, you don't want it enough. All right, we're just going to leave it at that. The last one is my favorite, right? This is my favorite because I was one of them, essentially. I was one of them that said this. And I completely, yeah. So people say, I don't want to stop living my life, right? Like, okay, it's time to get healthy now, but like, I don't want to, because I don't want to stop living my life. I used to say that all the time. Like, oh, that means I have to like give up social life. That means I have to like stop living my life, right? That was a limiting belief in my life that was keeping me from being successful. And so here's the thing. Who says you have to stop living your life? In fact, now from my experience, I would argue that you would actually begin living your life. That when you make that decision to become a better you, a healthier you, and change some habits in your life that are going to lead you to a better life that ultimately is going to help you live to your potential physically, mentally, I would argue that you would begin living your life. That's not stopping your life. That's not stopping you from living your life. You're finally beginning to live your life, right? Like I've said this before, if our physicality is not in check the way we want it to be, it's limiting us. It's stealing opportunity. It's stealing confidence and just feeling great. We know that feeling of feeling great, right? And actually living the way we want to live. Being healthy doesn't have to be miserable. Like if you really could look at all the people in your life that are like in shape, are they really miserable? If they are, don't take advice from them because they're not doing it right. All right. So, you know, if you're doing it right, you should feel the best you've ever felt, motivated, confident, clear. The things you do are filled with passion and purpose, because when you feel physically great, it literally impacts everything for the better. Our best selves starts with getting our physicality in check. All right. So that's my argument with that, right? If you're one of those where you're like, okay, I don't want to change anything because I don't want to stop living my life. Again, I'd argue that the changes, if you're doing it the right way, are going to help you begin living your life even better. All right. So those are the so-called truths, false truths to me, that we, you know, they're just essentially limiting beliefs that you allow to be true, right? If one of those are the main reasons that are keeping you from actually taking the leap into the thing that you want, the course you want to enroll in, the program you want to sign up for, the whatever it is, the thing you want to invest in, but one of those things is holding you back. So that's why I asked you at the beginning, like, What is it that you want? What are you wanting? What is something you're wanting in your life? And what is the thing that's holding you back? Is it one of those things that it's like, it's kind of like a surface level truth? Like you think it's the truth, but it's actually like, it might be completely false for somebody else. So that means it's just a limiting truth, a limiting belief that you are only allowing to be true. You are allowing it to be true. But you know what you can also do? You can also allow it to be untrue. You have the power to allow it to be untrue. So the question is, what is the one thing holding you back? What is, it's not anything that I just listed. It's straight up you. You are holding you back. You straight up. And until you embrace that truth, you will stay right where you are. You know, these are the beliefs that are holding you back. And you think those are the things holding you back because they are a truth to you. But ultimately, you have the power to change that to be untrue, right? And like I said, I don't think the basic belief that it's too expensive or it's too much work or you don't have time is the actual problem. It goes deeper than that, actually, I think. It goes deeper than that. And so I have three limiting beliefs that I think are essentially the root. There are probably more, honestly, but I'm thinking I'm going to talk about three of them today that I think are the biggest. The three limiting beliefs that people probably don't even realize until they actually do this type of soul searching. All right. The first one is fear of failure. All right. Fear of failure. That fear. Are you actually hesitant because of the financial, emotional, and physical investment? Like, is it too expensive to you? Do you not have time? Or do you simply think you just can't do it? that you're actually going to waste the investment, time, money, energy investment, because you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe that you can do it. Right? Is that the real reason? If so, realize fear only exists if we allow it. And that fear will keep you hostage. So identify if that's the real reason and overcome that fear with courage. You can decide to be courageous today. Fear only exists if we allow it. Think about it. Like, one of my biggest fears is spiders. Oh my gosh, spiders. I do not do them. I don't like them. Even just thinking about them right now, it's like, oh, I'm just talking about it. Like 2 seconds ago, I wasn't scared. But I literally just said the word spider and then now I'm scared. Now I'm thinking of like all the spiders in my walls. But I've allowed that fear to exist in my life just by speaking the word spiders. But I can decide not to fear it because it's like it doesn't exist until I like allow it to exist. You know what I mean? So you can overcome that fear with courage, right? I'm courageous right now, not thinking about all the spiders in my house. You can do the same, all right? And so moving on, the next one. So fear of failure is that one limiting belief that like that fear of failure is going to keep us from even trying, even going after it. And even though we might think it's the financial investment that is keeping us or the energy investment or the time investment, it might actually be that fear that we're not going to get our money's worth. We're not going to get our time's worth because we're going to fail. That who cares? Go after it anyways, right? At least you tried. All right. And so the second one is actually the complete opposite. Complete opposite. The fear of success. Like if you're successful, that fear of being successful, right? And being able to sustain it. Are you able to sustain it once you are successful? Are you afraid, like once you're successful, are you afraid to be a different person from here on out? Because maybe there's people in your life that like won't accept it. You know, are you afraid to reach a level you've never experienced before? Because then you have to sustain it and be that person from here on out. That's a legitimate fear. And of course, it will keep them from living to their potential, that fear of success. But once again, it's simply just a belief that we decide to hold to be true. If that's the reason, realize it. Realize it only exists because we allow it. You know, and anybody in your life that wouldn't be pumped for you, for you taking it next level, or you becoming a better you, or being a better person, or whatever, taking it next level, like, they don't care about you if they're not pumped for you. All they care about is themselves. And if they aren't pumped for you, then they're just dealing with their own insecurities. All they care about is themselves and dealing with their own insecurities. And you leveling up might make them feel uncomfortable, because then they feel like they have to level up. They're like convicted that what they're doing isn't good enough, but that's not you putting that pressure on them. That's them putting their pressure on themselves. And anybody who wants to combat that, like, make you feel bad for, you know, changing your habits to help you be healthier and better overall, anybody who wants to combat that has issues of their own that are out of your control that they have to figure out. Don't lower your standards in fear of others' approval. I think that fear of success comes from that. Like, your fear of raising your standards and living up to those standards finally is not going to be, it's not going to fly with the approval of others, the other people in your life right now. So don't lower your standards in fear of others' approval. That's dangerous. You have a life to live. Now go live it, right? And so the third one that I wanted to talk about that is very important, believing that we are deserving. Are we deserving or are we not deserving? So that limiting belief is feeling like we're undeserving. You're undeserving of success. Right? That you're undeserving of being in shape or feeling great or looking great or just becoming a better person. Are you deserving of letting go of the crap or the pain that you're dealing with right now because you don't have your fitness in check? Are you deserving enough to fix it? Or do we feel like we have to hold on to it because we're deserving of the pain and the struggle? And sometimes we live like we deserve the struggle without even realizing it. Sometimes it's like scary, the thought of a life without the struggle we're dealing with right now. Right. And it stems from just having a negative self-image. And it's sad how natural something like that can happen, having just a negative self-image, that we're not worthy of being the person that we want to be. Because, you know, whatever it is, maybe we're holding on to things that we've done wrong in the past, or we simply just don't think we're good enough to live the life that we want to live. So it shows in those excuses that we make. I don't have time, AKA I'm unworthy to make time. I don't have the money. I don't have the budget, AKA I'm not worthy to set aside money, save money, or maybe even ask for a little bit of help from a family member. So I'm going to just say right now, like, if the question you're asking yourself right now is, am I worthy? Like, you get to the root and you're like, wow, yeah, I really don't think I'm worthy. But the question is, am I worthy? Yes. I've said this before, like, yes, you are worthy. There's no one on this earth like you in the history of humanity. So no one has your DNA. You are uniquely you. So go live the life that is uniquely for you. And that limiting belief that we are unworthy of accomplishing what we want, or living the way we want, or overcoming what we want, It's in and of itself just a limiting belief. All right. So it's keeping you from getting to where you want to be. All right. So those reasons that we hold to be the unwavering truth that we can't do anything about are what's keeping us from taking that next step and from actually doing something about it. Because we don't think when we hold those truths to be true, I don't have money, I don't have time, I can't do it, I'm unworthy. Those are truths that's going to keep you from going after it because you feel like you can't do anything about it. But really those reasons are just beliefs that we hold to be true. Yet we have the power to change. We have the power to say, no, they aren't the truth. They aren't the truth. And at that moment, with that awareness, we can finally allow ourselves to get to the real reason of why we are holding back. And we can do the work where it matters and adjust the foundation of our beliefs, because that's what everything in our life stems from, is our belief system. And so when we adjust the foundation of our beliefs and we have that awareness that we have the power to untruth some of these truths that are holding us back, that will allow us to finally break free of the bondage that we've been experiencing our whole lives that we didn't even know we had control over. And finally realize it's simply us holding ourselves back. It is us. We can let go of the excuses. We can let go of the false beliefs and finally own our future. Own our future. Yes, I understand there are going to be elements in our lives that we cannot control, but you need to know the difference between what you can control and what you can't control. You must know the difference and then fully dedicate your energy to the things that you can control, which 100% of the time is your thoughts, your beliefs, your perspective, and your actions. That's all that, your actions. So start owning those things and quit holding back and start chasing what you want. Right? I'm going to share something that I learned from someone recently that I think is incredible. It actually goes along the lines of E plus R equals O, the formula that Tim Kite and his group Focus 3 has shared with me and has had a huge impact in my life, but it's called ABC. It's funny, actually, like ABC, that's something that we talked about in the last episode, but ABC, this is totally different. A is the activating event. What is the event happening in your life? What is the activating something, right? The B is the belief. And then the questions that you ask when you, you know, get to that point where you're like, okay, what is my belief about this event? Is it the truth? Is there proof of it to be true? Is it proof that that belief is true? Do I want to believe that's true? Right? Does it have to be true? 99.9% of the time is probably no. Like, you can kind of shift your belief about it. And then the C is the consequence. The consequence. You essentially are, you know, you're dealing with the consequences of whatever belief you hold to be true about that event, right? So an event happens, you have a belief about that event. Is it the truth? Is it proved to be true? Do you want to believe it to be true? If so, that's going to hinder, like that's going to have impact on the consequence, and you're going to be dealing with the consequences of believing that. So having a certain belief about something, let's say it's a negative belief, limiting belief, the consequence is you're going to feel negatively, like it's going to hold you back from even trying anything, right? So let's take something like very practical and simple, because I'm really bad. For some reason, I'm like really, really bad at coming up with examples. So I just have to, let's just keep it very practical. So you're driving in traffic, right? Someone cuts you off, and that's the activating event. Someone cuts you off, right? Your belief, what's the belief you immediately have? This person cut me off. They hate me. They're trying to make me crash. They're being jerks. They're, you know, whatever. Like that's your initial belief about it. So what's going to happen? You're going to honk. You're going to flip them off. You're going to scream, whatever. Like if, you know, that's typical response. Come on. We can't act like that's, we've never done that in our life, but that is the consequence, right? Of our belief of the situation. But let's back it up a little bit. Okay. Someone cuts you off. What's the belief? They're trying to make me crash and die. They are being a jerk. Okay. Wait, is that true? Do I want to believe that's true? Is there proof that that's the truth? No, no, and no. But if you hold that to be true, the consequence is you're going to be pissed. It's going to, you know, make you feel negatively. You're going to be angry. You're probably going to like honk and get distracted. And that's going to endanger other people on the road because you're freaking out. That is a consequence of the belief that you have about the activating event, right? So let's switch it up a little bit back to the belief. Okay. Maybe I can think, okay, maybe that person's in a rush somewhere. Maybe it's an older person that didn't see me. Maybe they just simply didn't see me at all. So you know what? What's the consequence of that belief? You're just going to let it go and you're going to go about your day and keep your eyes on the road and make sure everyone is safe. Same event, two totally different outcomes, consequences. We can apply that in our life. And so those truths that we believe to be true in our lives, like a lot of the times are just simply beliefs that we are allowing to be true, but that also we can allow to be untrue. And so that is the one thing holding you back is you. You going in there, identifying what is the actual truth, what are the beliefs that are holding you back, turning those truths to be untrue so you can do something about it, and then you're free. Go and get what you want, all right? That's what I wanted to talk about today. That was something that literally changed my life. Having just ownership, like having just a level of ownership in the things that we ultimately can have ownership in, and in something like this is life-changing. So that is me encouraging you to do the work where it matters. And it's areas like this. It's not surface level stuff of what you eat, how you work out, what, you know, how many steps you get in a day. This is the root of everything that is going to lead us to the quality of life that we want to live forever. All right. So hopefully something in today's episode spoke to you. If it did, let me know. I want to know, guys. I want to know. Reach out to me on social media. Leave a rating. Leave a comment. Also, feel free to share this episode with someone that you think could really benefit from it. I think, honestly, everyone could benefit from it. But anyways, thank you for listening to today's episode. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. And go crush the week.